lot of people think that cryptocurrency is about money, but what if I told you it was actually the next version of the internet? That's why we call it Web3. And that if you use the internet, you already understand the foundation of blockchain and cryptocurrency. In today's lesson, I'm going to help you understand the history of the internet so you can see how blockchains and tokens and cryptocurrency will help us evolve the web into what it was always meant to be. In the early 1990s, the internet was read-only, and we call this era Web 1. Anybody who had the requisite hardware and know-how could get online, but once you got there, there wasn't a lot to do. It was kind of like a pioneer settlement in the Old West. Sure, you could go shoot your gun anywhere you wanted, but was there a doctor? Were there restaurants? Were there theaters? No. And the websites were mostly static. You couldn't really participate in creating the way we can today. There were no usernames. There was no logging in. There were no comments. There was no social media, no commerce. Then in the early 2000s, companies like MySpace and eBay made it possible for everyday people like us, not just to read information on the internet, but to participate in creating it for the first time as well. This is known as the Web 2 era, or the read-write era, and it's the era of the internet we find ourselves in right now. Just like those Old West towns became cities connected by highways where lots of people lived, epicenters of culture, Web 2 apps and websites are dynamic places where people can participate in buying and selling things, in making content like this, in learning, in doing their jobs. Napster, Facebook, Amazon. The cool thing about Web 2 is it's pretty easy for anybody to get online. In fact, more people right now have access to the internet than have access to clean drinking water. But the problem with Web 2 is that you don't really own anything. About 5 companies control 90% of the web traffic, and we use it at their discretion. Users interact with each other, but they don't really own anything. For example, even though I've spent the last 5 years creating content here on TikTok, if TikTok gets banned, I can't take the follower relationships, the likes, the shares that I have with me. When I create a video that gets 1 million views, I might get paid $1,000, even though TikTok makes a lot more money from ad revenue. The big platforms sell the data you provide at your expense, and they don't share the value with you because they don't have to. You've agreed to their terms and conditions, and as a result, you can be censored, you can be deplatformed, and you don't get to share in the value that is created. It all just flows right to the top. That video you bought on Amazon, it's going to disappear after a year. Your Netflix account is a subscription, and it goes on forever and ever. Companies are moving away from selling you physical copies of things and towards selling you digital copies of things that they essentially rent to you over and over. And this is where Web3 comes in. Web1 made it possible for people like us to access the internet. Web2 invited us to participate in creating it, and Web3 will make it possible for us to truly own the digital information that represents things that matter to us, like our identities and our money online. This all started with the Bitcoin network, which made it possible for people like you and me to transfer information that represented money directly without the need to rely on a central bank or government for permission or help. And we'll talk more about that later, but right now I want you to understand why blockchains are such a huge innovation. Instead of relying on companies like Amazon or Facebook to store your data, blockchains make it possible for you to own your data directly in the form of something called a token. Instead of relying on those big tech companies to have servers that keep that data safe, we rely on a distributed network of users who lend their machines, their computers, to this purpose. And even though anybody can participate in validating or securing the network, no one person, entity, or agency owns it. And this is what we mean when we say blockchains are decentralized. For the first time, blockchains make it possible to subvert the relationship of content ownership. Usually, the person who owns the machine owns the information that lives on it. But because a blockchain is a protocol that can run on many different machines, and none of them can control it without permission from all of them, it is the software, the computer program, that is truly in control. And the users, the members of the network that participate in creating the value on that network, whether it's a network like Bitcoin that represents financial information, it could be a social media network where we create content together, and all of us who participate in creating it actually get to own the parts of it we create. If I bought the digital copy of a movie in the form of a token, the blockchain would assign ownership of that information to me. And nobody else has the authority to take that information away from me because nobody owns or controls the network. Facebook is terrified of this. Disney is terrified of this. Microsoft is terrified of this because it will challenge their business model, which depends on them owning everything and you owning nothing. Now you, the user, the creator, have a right to own what is truly yours. Blockchains will replace human intermediaries that we rely on, who can be fooled or manipulated, in pretty much any instance where a computer that is impartial and owned by all the members of a network can be trusted to do a job better. Now, this doesn't mean that humans are going to be replaced. It means that humans are going to be freed to trust people that they don't know, to interact, to align their values and coordinate at scale, and most importantly, to reap all the benefits of owning the information that matters to us. So to sum it up, blockchains, cryptocurrency, tokens, these are all the tools of Web3, the next iteration of the internet. You don't need to be a coder or an investor or a high net worth individual to participate in and understand this. Just like you didn't need to know how the internet worked to use Facebook, or you don't need to know how to fix your engine to drive your car to the grocery store. You're already seeing it happen with meme coins, NFTs, decentralized apps, Bitcoin, and this is just the beginning. For your homework, I recommend listening to this conversation on Tetragrammaton, Rick Rubin's podcast with Chris Dixon, one of my teachers. And if you want extra credit, then I recommend getting a copy of Chris's book, Read, Write, Own. It is super clear. It assumes no previous experience. It breaks down all the jargon and is a very thorough companion to this course. The next videos in this playlist are going to iterate information and introduce some key concepts, and then I'm going to show you how you can start participating in these things confidently, safely.